You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
So what is your name and what position are you running for?
My name is Emily Coleman and I am running for Activities Officer.
Why are you running for this position?
I'm running for this position because I've always kind of had an interest in society since being at uni. And I just think there's a lot of room for change still. So I'm kind of running because I feel like there's, quite a lot of areas that I could change and quite a lot of ideas I've had, like, kind of relating to that.
What are your main manifesto points?
So I'll try and sum them up quickly. Increasing visibility on other campuses, so creating like a physical hub on Jubilee, and also like inviting SB-based societies to Societies Council, making welfare training compulsory for at least one member on every committee, because I think that's just so important. I think it's just such a good point where people can kind of signpost people and help people out that way. Increasing support for student-run services and student-led groups, for example, inviting them to Societies Council, making it Activities Council so that they're involved that way, kind of looking at how it's all listed on the website and changing that so that it's not as separate. Increasing out-of-hours support for groups, so increasing the support they get on weekends and evenings out of term time to help with events that way. And increasing communication and collaboration between both different groups and the Activities Officer and the SU, because I think that's so important for like helping each other out in terms of like new groups as well. I think that's so important, and how people can like help out that way. So creating like an online forum, I think, would be such a good way to do this, where presidents can kind of talk to each other, get ideas from each other, etc.
Yeah. So which manifesto point are you most passionate about and why?
Passionate about, I think, probably welfare. I think it's so important and I think it's crazy that it's not kind of a compulsory thing at the moment. Societies do have the option at the moment to do welfare training, but it's not compulsory. So I think that would be so important to kind of make that a compulsory thing, have that as a point where people can go to get advice and help and be signposted and stuff like that.
What would be the first issue you would address if you won?
I think, again, welfare would probably be a big one, but I think increasing communication and collaboration between groups would be really important. I think that's something that a few small changes, it can kind of be increased quite well, quite quickly. So I think that would probably be one of the first kind of points I'd look at, yeah.
And what are you most looking forward to about this campaign week?
I think just kind of spending time with a lot of people. I helped a couple of people campaign last year and it was just such a fun week. Getting out there, talking to students, finding out more about their concerns, like what they want to change, answering any questions. And yeah, just spending time with a lot of people. I think it should be a really fun week.
What is your name and what position are you running for?
So I'm Georgina Pittman and I'm running for Activities Officer.
Why are you running for this position?
Oh, that's a hard question. I've been involved in 11 student groups and 4 committees during my 3 years here. So I think you could say I've thrown myself in. Through that, I've kind of seen both the greater and the less good things of the SU and student groups. And it never stops amazing me just how diverse their needs are and how diverse things are here. And I think I've always been that girl to get involved in everything, and it came to first year and I was that person who saw the SU offices. I was like, oh, I'd like to do that one day. And I considered a few different roles. I had people suggest welfare and president to me, but activities just stood out as the one that relates most to what I'm interested in. Also, I'd still love to, although I've been a part of 11, I'd still love to get involved in more student groups, so any more opportunities I can get would be amazing.
What are the main points of your manifesto?
So I've got 3 main points in line with my branding, which is like the Jackson 5 ABC theme. So vote GP, easy as 1, 2, 3. So point one addresses individuals. So my main point for that is increasing SU recognition for involvement, whether that's just buying your lunch in Spa or Mooch, all the way up to committee positions. Ideally, that would be like a supermarket club card scheme. You earn points and that can get you rewards, like discounts, hopefully with recognised partners. That's the ideal. The second point is student groups. So I've got a few things for that. So expanding or developing a different star system for groups that aren't necessarily societies at the moment. SRSs aren't well appreciated, I think. And I think student-led volunteering groups go unnoticed as well. So if we could expand it or develop their own accreditation, that'd be great. adjust or streamline the room booking system, that would be wonderful. increase artistic representation of groups in the Students' Union, so maybe like a wall mural, increase use of the screens that we have around. My third point is events. So my big thing for that is to introduce a welfare grading system for events. So like a menu has vegan, wheat intolerant kind of symbols, it would have that for the different needs. So wheelchair accessibility, strobe lighting, crowds, loud noises, things like that. So it's very visual, so students can see what will and won't work for them without having to ask. Also introducing portable payment terminals that relate to your phone, like iZettle, the ones that Andy Ho has recently brought into Ocean, that student groups can borrow off the Students' Union for stores events. So if you haven't got cash, it's not the end of the world.
And what's the point that you're most passionate about on your manifesto?
So I'd say it's kind of that top one, that recognition. I feel like a lot of people get involved in things and actually, I don't want to say have nothing to show for it because they come out of it a much better person, but sometimes you need more praise for what you're doing. So that would be that whole expansion of STARS. So I guess one of my big things is looking at STARS. Who does it actually recognise? Does it recognise the committee or the group? So the whole thing would be to make STARS accrediting the group as a whole and praising them and having that as one section to it. And then having this point system as an individual basis, but an equivalent, so you can be like bronze, silver, gold status.
Does that not risk some societies getting lower ratings and therefore getting lower members?
I guess you could argue that, but I'd also say that it holds them more accountable because I think some societies breeze through a bit too easily. I'd feel like some get their ratings without acting as well for their student, not student body, for their membership. Compared to other groups that are of an equal level, I think it would hold them more accountable. And also, I think it's just a better way of showing how groups are succeeding. I think a lot of groups are gold stars, but people just don't know about it because it's not publicised. So just increasing that general awareness.
And what would be the first thing that you would address when you come into office, if you come into office?
Ooh, so I think there are some easier things to address. So one of my things, I didn't mention it actually, but is to have a collective stand for all the student publications. So we have more than just Impact. Impact are lovely, but we also have Advocate Magazine, Creative Writing Society, The Mic, and they're not displayed as much, but they have print copies almost as often as Impact. So to implement that would be great. I think also getting started on the room booking process would be great. Obviously it's a long-term process, but the sooner you can act on it, the sooner you can correct.
And what makes you different to other candidates? What makes you stand out?
I think having been involved in lots of different groups, I have a lot of different experiences that I can bring to the role, not just one or two. I've also worked for the three biggest student events companies in Nottingham, so I have an idea outside of the SU. I'm not just limited to the SU. I guess of my four committee positions, I've been involved in Society's Council Committee, which oversees the whole Society's Council of Presidents. So even if I'm not involved in the societies, I hear a lot of their feedback and a lot of what is said is fed back to me. So I feel like I've got ears in a lot of places, fingers in a lot of pies.
Finally, what are you most looking forward to about Campaign Week?
Oh, so it's only just begun, really. I'm quite excited for the video drop, really. So we've got two videos, but one of them I went up to some groups that weren't the 11 that I'd been involved in before and said, please can I try what you do? And that was really fun. I did all sorts of things. I did flare sock, cheerleading, synchronised swimming, henna sock, and it's just, I mean, synchronised swimming. That should be quite fun just to see me failing. Pole sock, that would be quite fun because I'm not a pole dancer. So just be quite a lot of fun, I think, to watch.
If you'd like to introduce yourself and the position you're running for?
Yeah, I'm Ozan Khan, third year chemist, and I'm running for activities.
So, Ozan, we'll start off with a bit pretty basic one. Why is it then that you are running for the position of activities officer?
Oh, good story this. You ready?
Okay. I'm all ears.
So, it was our housemate's birthday, and we were all at bunk. And one of our housemate's mates is Emma Hodges. She's the sports representative at the moment. And they're all talking about the elections, and they're like, oh, Ozan, why don't you just run for president, just as a joke? And I was like, at the time, everyone had a few drinks, and I was a bit, you know, it was a bit tipsy, but nothing too much. Mm-hmm. And then at the moment, I was like, yeah, go on then, I'll go for prez. Someone, like, called a claim, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll run for prez so I don't lose an eyebrow. And the next day, I was like, okay, what have I done? Like, I don't really want to be prez, like, at all. Like, it's just not for me. But I was still like, okay, you know what? I said I'd do it. So I looked at the candidate pack, This is like the booklet tells you everything about it. And then I saw activities rep and I was like, oh, you know what? I don't want to be prez, but activities rep, like, I would love to do that. Because I've done stuff like that before. Like, I was activities rep in first year for Lincoln and our social set for a sports team. So, like, kind of got the experience and I was like, oh, that is definitely something I'd love to do. So then I applied and I was, now we're here.
Now we're here, yeah, exactly. I mean, you mentioned there your experience that you've had, some of the examples of your experience. How do you think that's going to sort of help you? Or how do you think
going
that would
forward.
Help you? Yeah, going forward in the role.
I think it will help quite a bit. Because in both senses, I've worked with like different groups of people, like one being a sports team and one being like a group of like freshers. So, but in both roles, I've worked with the SU to like deliver events. So not only have I got the experience of working with the SU to like run events, but I've also got the experience of working with different student groups to like make those events like successful.
Yeah, no, that's certainly sounds like it's a good foundation for you for going forward. So let's turn things then towards, we've looked at sort of why you want to run, let's turn things then to what you're running sort of on the platform. So what would you say your main manifesto points are for those that, you know, might not have seen your manifesto yet?
I've got a few points. I think one of my biggest ones is transparency. So just, you know, transparency between students' union, like student collectives, like societies, just all groups, just so everyone knows what's going on the whole time. Definitely want to try and implement like an open door policy. Mm-hmm. So like people want to come in, talk to me like whenever they can or whenever they want to, just feedback, criticism, whatever, just because ultimately that's just going to help improve everything. Also, I'm trying to implement more charity based events because I know there's a lot of like run like society events and like fresher looking and all that stuff, but I feel like more can be done for like charity. So I definitely want to try and maybe do like a charity week with societies or maybe like just charity events in general, just trying to improve like the charity work. I got a bit distracted there. That's another point. What else have I got? I'm trying to also create on, you know, the My Nottingham app. I also want to try and implement like a societies tab because there's one for like sports and like, IMS and all that stuff, but there's not one for societies. I think it'd be nice to have like one for societies so you can see what societies there are, but also see what events are running because I know they show events on like the SU website and stuff, but no one regularly checks that. Like, you don't really go to the SU website to see what events are on. You just go there to maybe like buy varsity tickets or buy tickets for like balls or socials. So I feel like it'd be nice to just on your phone, like you can just check the app and be like, oh, cool. I don't know, like Arts and Crafts Society have got like this thing on, or like Arab Society have got something else on. I think it's nice to just be able to have that kind of thing. So definitely want that is like also one thing I definitely want to try and get done if I get voted in.
Yeah.
I keep droning on about my points.
No, it's fine. This is your opportunity to sort of express as to why you want to do them for everyone that might be listening.
Yeah. Also, I want to try run maybe some more events that are like less alcohol-based, like just that aren't balls, basically, because a lot of balls, like even though they don't have that alcohol, I feel like a lot of people, they are heavily based around that kind of thing. So I think it's not, because I have a lot of friends who like don't drink, I think it's nice for them to also be able to get involved in things.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point that you made there, obviously, about the inclusivity of it that it offers. So, looking at those manifesto points then, obviously, you do sound pretty passionate about some of them. Which ones, should you get elected, which one would you sort of say, you know, you reckon you could get that one done first, or sort of you would target straight away to implement, to try and, you know, get the ball rolling on it?
I feel like the open door policy one's quite an easy one to get done. Like, mm-hmm. As soon as I can just, like, kind of maybe send an email around societies and be like, right, I'm busy these times, I'm free these times, take note, come in whenever you want. But yeah, I think one that I do definitely want to do is the app, because I'm going to have to start driving that home like as soon as I can, basically.
Mm.
What else? Oh, one thing I do want to do as well was if I do get activities, I do want to show the Euros on the big screen on Portland. I feel like everyone would love that.
Yeah, having watched the World Cup on there, I can definitely say that would go down well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. What could go wrong?
No, fair enough. That's a good one for it. So, obviously, today is the start of campaign. It's the start of the campaign week season for it. One now, just sort of final one for closing it out then, one for you. What are you most looking forward to this whole week that's coming up now?
I'm looking forward to quite a lot of it. Me and my housemates have been painting quite a lot lately. It's cardboard. Spare cardboard from Tesco, it's just a whole lot of stuff. Been working on a campaign video, which will be exciting to come out. So hopefully that'll get when will that be? Hopefully that finished by this weekend, so drop on Monday when voting opens, which would be nice. But yeah, I think just the whole thing would be quite fun.
So what is your name and what position are you running for?
So I'm Rushi, I'm a third year economics student, I'm running for activities officer.
Why are you running for this position?
Well, throughout my 3 years at Nottingham, I've been involved in a lot of stuff. I've got to see a lot of what goes on behind the scenes and on the ground with student groups, because I've been involved in over 5 societies. I've been on hall committees now for 2 years, and it's just given me ideas that I'd like to implement and carry on with.
So what are your main manifesto points?
Well, there's 6 of them. The first one is inclusivity. I want to make sure every single student feels integrated into university life at UON. Engagement. I want student groups to have the tools to grow and reach out to more students to give a clear reason to engage. Then there's recognition. I want to rethink the reward structure currently in place for societies and make sure committee members are rewarded for their hard work. And then I want to carry this through to other student groups like SRSs and hall committees to make sure they get benefits too. I want to work closely with next year's welfare officer and work on student welfare, particularly on nights out, working with the commercial partners to see what can be done about door staff misconduct, for example, and making sure students feel safe in the community, particularly in Lenten at night going on. I want student groups to have as much funding as possible, and I want them to be able to increase this through a sponsorship fair. This is where we'd invite commercial partners in, where any committee members can then just go and talk to them and have the potential to form sponsorship agreements, which benefit both the partners and the student groups themselves, because student groups get more money that can then be respent on the society and student group members. Then lastly, sustainability. I want to continue the university and student union's drive into pushing for a more sustainable campus.
So which of those manifesto points are you most passionate about and why?
It's probably engagement, particularly because I've been involved in so much over the 3 years, and throughout my own experience this year of working for one of their SU's commercial partners, I've seen that student groups have been struggling this year with some events and getting engagement on them. So I just want to help student groups drive, grow and get more people involved.
So what would be the first issue you would address if you won?
Firstly, it would probably be the sponsorship fair, because that would be something good to have towards the start of the year, particularly so that if there's a sponsorship agreement in place, it would run for the whole year and student group would benefit for the whole year.
And finally, what are you most looking forward to about this campaign week?
Just getting out there, talking to people that I wouldn't normally talk to, reaching out, and just getting out of my comfort zone, really.
So if you'd like to introduce yourself and the position you're running for.
Hi, my name is Ava and I'm running for Activities Officer.
So Ava, why, for a bit of a basic one, why is it then that you're wanted to run for the position of Activities Officer?
Well, in my past 3 years at uni, I've tried to get involved with lots of different things, partly because when I first came to uni, I knew 2 other people. So I thought, right, how can I make some friends? How can I meet some people? And that's by getting involved with different aspects of the Students' Union. And I'm just really, like, passionate about it. I've had such a good time, like, at uni. Like, I just think, oh, it'd be such a great job and to help others enjoy their experience at uni as much as I have, so... That's why.
Yeah, you mentioned there the experience that you've had at uni. Are there any sort of, that you think might particularly help you in the role of Activities Officer?
Yeah, so from first year, I was involved in the JCRs. I was the Activities Rep, so that involved kind of organising events and stuff like that, which is obviously a large part of the Activities Officer role. Following such, I was Social Sec for the Politics Society, which again is organising events and stuff. This year, I was on the Welcome Committee back in September, and I've also been part of Carnival this year on their committee, so I've had quite a bit more of a senior role within the SU in different kind of environments, and yeah, so I've got quite a good understanding of the different kind of realms of the SU and how it works and what needs to be changed and how it can be changed and yeah, so That's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, that's quite a good range of experience. Okay. And you were saying then just there as well, sort of what you would want to change, for example. Mm-hmm. So let's move on then to your manifesto points. Okay. What are your sort of key manifesto points for those that might not have seen it yet?
Yeah, so I have five key manifesto points. The first one is to review the STARS system, which is kind of the reward system for the societies. Just review this because it could be, I think, a much easier process, and also it doesn't really cater towards student-run services like yourselves, like Carnival, like Impact. So kind of improving how, you know, these different student groups can really get recognised for the amazing, amazing work they do. My second manifesto point is to review the room booking system, which again is for like societies and different student groups, because I've heard a lot of issues. You know, people have had lots of issues trying to get rooms, double bookings, you know, all this kind of thing. And I think the current system is quite, I think it just could be modernised and streamlined and made a lot easier. My third manifesto point is to have a monthly meeting between the activities officer and the student-run services to have a representative from each of these groups. So we can, have talks, discussions, how can we support one another, what the SU can do for you. My fourth manifesto point is about volunteering and the SU increasing students' knowledge of different volunteering opportunities, mainly just kind of drop-in, drop-out ones, so you're not really committed to something. You can just kind of, it's a bit more, bit less formal to kind of encourage people to do that. And my fifth one and final one is about welcome mentors and just improving the rewards they get for the hard work they do.
So yeah, quite a lot. Like you said, there, you've got five key manifesto points which you're focusing on, and that's, you know, quite nice of you sort of succinct and pointing out for them. Should you get elected then, from a practical standpoint, which of those five would you sort of say is the one you would start to instigate straight away?
Okay, well, I think as activities officer, you know, the part, I think it's kind of, in my eyes, it's split into kind of two different roles, and one of those roles is really like, you know, leading the societies and really being the main support between the wider SU and the societies. So I think if I was to prioritise one of the points, it would probably be reviewing the STARS system, because this then trickles down to my other points. So reviewing the STARS system, making it more accessible for student-run services, so then they would be more integrated and involved with the SU. So that kind of covers that point. And then equally within the STARS system, trying to then work on the room bookings. But yeah, I think the STARS system is a key one of mine, yeah.
Okay, so with the position of activities officer being a senior member of the SU and also obviously in charge of liaising with our societies, quite often societies might sort of say, you know, instances, for example, to do with stress they might be under, because for a lot of societies it's quite difficult to balance sometimes that with their degree. Mm. Is there anything as the officer you would do to try and help any society members that might be in that case?
I think definitely the university and the students' union have some good welfare services, and so I think just reminding the different societies of them, because student, you know, they might be aware of them, but kind of reminding them, you know, it's okay, like maybe you should do even like a social and get some of your society to go to like a wellbeing cafe, you know. Just I think students can often, I know from experience, if you're quite busy, like you just think, oh no, I just need to get on with it, you know? And I think just like being that support really for societies in terms of like the emotional side and also kind of the more practical side. So I think just reminding them of the services that we have, kind of offering support wherever the activities officer can help, whether that's with wider things that society needs help with. And just kind of being like, you know, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay if you need, you know, a week off or you need to push back like an event deadline or something, you know, just like encouraging discussions and encouraging people trying to get help and like just showing what different support systems there are.
That's great. And just then, as a final thing, obviously, for you possibly as a personal aspect, obviously today is the start of the campaigning week. What is it about the campaign week you're most looking forward to?
I think I'm looking forward to, I think, like, pushing myself and really, like, seeing if I can, you know, I really want to get this role and if I can really work to achieve it. All my friends, people I know who have campaigned in the past, they just say it's such a great week. You're just running around campus with all your friends, like, not really going to lectures, just having loads of fun. And I think, yeah, third year's been quite stressful so far, and I think it's just nice to, like, have this kind of, not so much week off, but kind of, like, a fun, more fun, like, exciting week. So, yeah, I'm just really, yeah, looking forward to it, looking forward to meeting new people, chatting to people, all that good stuff that comes with it, yeah.
So, what is your name and what position are you running for?
My name is Anshal and I'm running for Activities Officer this year.
Why are you running for this position?
I think, like, I'm really passionate about changing things for societies, and I've been really involved with different kinds of activities all throughout my 3 years of university, and I feel like there's just so much to get involved with that no one can ever be sitting idle at home. Even if you did 10% of it, you'll still be busy all the time. So I just want to make sure that that's getting out there and take forward from what I've been doing as an international officer as well. That's something that I've been doing all year. Currently as well, I feel like I'm doing a lot of activities-related stuff. It's so funny that my flatmate actually thought until last night that I was the activities officer and not anything else. She didn't even remember because I do so many things related to different activities, but I do a lot with, like, yeah, deal with a lot with, like, international groups as well. So I've made it really interactive all year.
What are your main manifesto points?
So the first one I would say is making sure that we take SU to other campuses. So expanding SU buildings apart from just Portland. Even Southern Bonington has, like, a bit of it, but Jubilee basically has nothing to do with SU. So something that I've been working all year and I want to continue and make sure that it happens is making a SU hub or a global lounge at Jubilee campus especially, so that people can feel connected, more connected to the SU, and don't feel like, oh, it's just Portland where you have to go for all the activities. Like, it's not really like that.
So which manifesto point are you most passionate about and why?
This one, definitely. And I'm pretty sure, like, I will make sure, like, I will try and get it done really quickly because it's just going to be really much faster for me to do it because I've already been doing all of that all year. So I've been campaigning for all of that. So I think I'm just almost there. It's just a couple of things that need to be approved from the university and that needs time. And the other one is making the SU website more accessible. Also finding large spaces for societies where they always complain about there's no spaces to do events. There's not really any large spaces around. And the second one that I said was the SU website. I feel like it's such a mess right now. You click on one thing and 2 minutes later you'll end up on something else. There's just so much data on it and it's not very clear and navigable.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I've heard it for 2 years that it's going to happen, but it hasn't. So I want to definitely try and get it done in my year.
So what would be the first issue you would address if you won?
The SU website from day one, because that I know will take time. Like, to scrap off the old website and build a new one completely, and the going to other campuses. Even as a part-time officer, I've been going so much to Sutton Bonington, Jubilee and QMC and Derby, so which is not really like something that a part-time officer would generally would have done as much, but I've made the presence so big even for part-time officers.
And kind of finally, what are you most looking forward to about campaign week?
I think from experience as well, like, it's such a fun week by as a whole. There's not really one favorite part of it. It's just so much fun talking to people, telling them about what things that you're passionate about and making them feel connected to those things and making sure those are the problems that others as well notice. And for me, having the experience, as I said, is such a big advantage that no other candidate would have, because I know from the inside as well what needs urgent help. And then I know from the student side what they want and what they need. So I think it will be so much quicker for me to get things done because I know what I do and I know how to get it done already.
This is URN.